Easy rewards, 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 easy rewards.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It's mentioned that the best of creation and the most beautiful creation, the leader of civilization, none other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. From his blessed mouth he has said this, from his blessed tongue these words have flowed. Best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, the one who recites peace and blessings upon me 3 times in the day and peace and blessings 3 times in the night due to love and devotion, he does this on me, then he sins for that day and he sins for that night will all be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal enable us all to recite peace and blessings in abundance upon the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome, dear viewers of Madhi channel, yet again to our silsila called Easy Rewards, Asan Nekia. And in the last episode, we spoke about how our everyday lives, in our everyday lives, we do a lot of things. We do a lot of things on a daily basis, but we don't realize that is this a good deed? Can this be for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? And the title of the silsila, Easy Rewards, is because why? It's because we do a lot of things every single day that we have to do, dear viewers of Madhi channel. We have to do this and we have to do that. We have to go to the bathroom. We have to put clothes on. We have to eat our food. We have to drink water, etc., etc. And in this silsila, we focus on these things. But at the same time, while we are focusing on these things, there's two concepts, there's two things that we keep in our mind, dear viewers of Madhi channel, that I want you to keep in your mind. One, am I doing this? Is this part of my daily routine? Two, if I am doing this, is this a formality? Or is this for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah? Because why? I have been doing this for so long, for so long, for so long, it's become normal. Now it's become normal. Have I forgotten that this could also take me towards Jannah? This action that I am doing, this daily activity, for example, dear viewers of Madhi channel, I'll give you an example from the previous episode. If you are waiting in the line, why? To go toilet. You won't cut in the line. You will have to wait your turn. Now, while you are waiting your turn, you think to yourself that I have to do this anyway. But what if you think to yourself that, you know what? I'm going to be patient while I wait in this queue. I'm going to wait my turn. And for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I will remain patient no matter what. If somebody else cuts in, I will remain patient. If somebody else pushes me, I will remain patient. If somebody else talks to me in a certain way, says to me, you know, hurry up, move forward, etc., I will remain patient. And I'm only talking about patience, dear viewers of Madhi channel. There are so many rewards. Time doesn't allow me to go further into each topic, you know, more and more detail. I'm just trying to summarize each and every single point, inshallah, azza wa jal, of our daily activities. But if we think about this, dear viewers of Madhi channel, you know, with this example, am I doing this? Am I making the right intentions? Or, you know, when I do this, am I thinking something bad? You know, have I got something wrong going on in my mind? Or have I got nothing at all? So, you know, the two things, thinking something bad about someone or not thinking at all, doing something because it's a formality, I have to do this, you are away from receiving good reward. You are away from receiving good deeds. But if you just make your intentions, if you just think to yourself, why am I doing this? This is for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dear viewers of Madhi channel, on this beautiful, beautiful channel called Madhi channel, and in this beautiful silsila called Easy Rewards, I am telling you, you can receive easy rewards, an abundance of rewards, and inshallah, in every single one of your daily activities, which is the aim here, that to know that, you know what, this is a reward, and inshallah, azzawajal, there will be barakat for me in this because of the intentions I make for the sake of Rasulullah and Allah azzawajal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The first topic I would like to discuss today, dear viewers of Madhi channel, along with clothes, because in the last episode, we touched, dear viewers of Madhi channel, we touched upon clothing, which we discussed. And I would like to start off with wearing our shoes or slippers, as this is another example of something we do and we have to do every day in our life. But just for putting on or even taking our shoes off, my dear viewers of Madhi channel, this can be a reward. This is a reward, and you can gain a lot of reward for this. And through the barakah of making the correct intentions, we can also attain the reward of acting upon the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we can, inshallah, just through this action, yes, dear viewers of Madhi channel, just by putting your shoes on the correct way, and just by taking off your shoes the correct way, we can, inshallah, azzawajal, through Allah's mercy. Because look, we don't know. The truth is, we don't know which neki, which good deed can take us to Jannah. And we don't know which sin, ma'adallah, wa'audhu billah, Allah save us from the disease of sins. But we don't know which sin can take us at the same time towards Jahannam, towards the hellfire. So I am telling you, something as small as putting on your shoes and taking them off, just by doing this, who knows, it might please Allah and His Rasul so much that Allah Azza wa Jal grants us Jannatul Firdaus, the highest level of Jannah, with His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. GD views of Madhi channel. If we all stop to think first, how many times do me and you put our shoes on and take them off just in one day? Now if you think, how many times do I do this? Sit there and think, you know what? I'll probably do this 5 times, 6 times. If you're a very busy person, 7 times, 8 times, or even, come to come, at least once or twice in a day. If we think to ourselves that this action is a repeated action, this action is part of our daily activities, imagine then, each time we do this, what if, because it's mentioned that Allah gets pleased with the smallest of deeds, Allah forgives us, and dear viewers of Madhi channel, let's listen to the intentions that we can make only just putting our shoes on. The first I will tell you, that is, I will wear these shoes, or I will wear these slippers, or I will wear this footwear, with the intention of following the sunnah as the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, also used to wear footwear. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Some Madani pools about the blessed sandals of the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I would like to share the views of Madhi channel, is that, how lucky are those blessed sandals that our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to bless by putting those beautiful pure feet into. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. May we be sacrificed upon the blessed na'lain of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But think about this, dear viewers of Madhi channel. Let's go back to the topic. Our master Sayyidina Rasulullah used to wear footwear. Now we do this every single day. But do we do this to please Allah and Rasulullah? Do we do this because, as I've mentioned, and I will be mentioning many times, Islam is a way of life. Being a Muslim has a certain criteria. Being a good Muslim, getting towards Jannah. Every step of the way, inshallah, in our life, we should think, will this help me get towards Jannah? With this, how many attain closeness towards Allah and His Rasul? Why? Because look, why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he used to wear footwear. Now he used to wear footwear. We all do this today. But is this a formality? Yes, it is, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. But I am here to tell you today that this is not just an easy reward. This is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And because this is a sunnah, you will get an abundance of reward, insha'Allah, azza wa jal. Another intention, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, that one can make is before putting his shoes on, before putting his sandals on, before putting his footwear on, I will recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Another intention, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. Before putting my shoes on. Now these two are before putting your shoes on, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. This one mentions that before I actually put the shoe on physically, I will make sure that nothing harmful is within the shoe. What is our mindset, dear viewers of Madhi Channel? Have we got the mindset of gaining easy rewards, which is the title of this silsila? Because this is what it's all about. Trying to gain easy rewards. Hard rewards, hard rewards. There are no hard rewards. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, I'm telling you, we're doing things every single day, but we don't have the knowledge that, you know what, this is also ye bhi neki hai, putting on your shoes. But before even putting your shoes on, look at what you can think about. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, not only have I told you two beautiful sunnahs of the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, a lot of us will wear our right shoe first, or our right slipper first, then we will wear our left. Sometimes people will wear their left shoe first, and then wear their right slipper first. Now, I'm here to tell you, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, when you put your slippers on, or when you put your footwear on, or when you put your shoes on, when you put your slippers on, or you put your footwear on, or you put your shoes on, one can argue that, okay, if I wear my left shoe and I don't wear my right shoe first, I'll wear my left one first. This isn't a sin. But dear viewers of Madhi Channel, why do we have this mindset that this ain't a sin and that ain't a sin? The beauty of Da'wat Islami, the founder of Da'wat Islami, Amiri Ahle Sunnat, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Allahu Akbar, they give us this mindset, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. What I'm trying to say is this. Let me summarize everything for you. Is that when we put our slippers on, a lot of us put our right shoe on first, then our left. This is the correct way. However, I'm talking to those people who will put their left shoe on first, then their right, and then they'll have this mindset. And what a mindset. They'll have this mindset. This isn't a sin. Oh brother, it's something normal. I'm getting late. This isn't a sin. And they have this mindset throughout their daily activities. That isn't a sin. That isn't a sin. This isn't wrong. This isn't haram. But look at the mindset of our beautiful Murshid. Amiri Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. He has this mindset. And he is giving us this mindset. The environment of Da'wat Islami is giving us this mindset. That no, you shouldn't be thinking whether this is a sin. You shouldn't be thinking whether that is a sin. Instead, you should be thinking, is this a good deed? Is this a good deed? Is that a good deed? Or is that a good deed? Allahu Akbar. Why? Because we should leave every single sin, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. Every single sin we should leave. And anything which is wasteful, we should also leave that. And in the mindset of Da'wat Islami, we should try to earn and act upon every single good deed and every single sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And just like this, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, just like this, we can act upon another sunnah whilst wearing our shoes, which is, we have to wear our shoes anyway. But if we just make the intention of acting upon the sunnah of cleanliness, that I will protect my feet from dirt by wearing shoes. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. A third sunnah, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. A third sunnah, I've told you. And if we move on now, some intentions for taking off our shoes. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, three sunnahs I have told you about wearing your shoes. And I've also tried to explain to you to not have this mindset that, oh, this is a sin, or this isn't a sin, I can wear my left shoe first. You should be wearing your right shoe first, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. But unfortunately, we have this mindset that, oh, this is a sin or this isn't a sin. I'm going to try to, you know, cut corners here. No, distance are easy rewards. Why leave any reward? The whole bottom line is, why leave any reward? So inshallah azza wa jal, before we go on making our intentions of taking our shoes off, let's make the intentions that I will try to act upon these three intentions for putting my footwear on, which are also sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madni channel, if we move on to some intentions for taking off our footwear, I will mention two, inshallah, azza wa jal. Firstly, after I have recited Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will take off the left shoe or the left slipper and then the right one. Why, dear viewers of Madni channel? Why? Going back to that point again. Why? Because taking off the left one first and then taking off the right one, this is also a good deed. This is also an easy reward. Another intention, dear viewers of Madni channel, we can make, because again, I'm going back to the same points. We have to wear our shoes. So why not make good intentions? Why not collect your easy rewards? It takes 2 seconds to put your shoes on. Okay, 5 seconds, maybe some of you 10 seconds to put your shoes on, tie your laces, and then to take them off is even quicker. Why don't we just take out 3 seconds or 5 seconds of that time while we are doing or before we are doing our action? Make the good intention. How much blessings will there be for us? Just in this, there will be so much barakah and so much blessings for me and for you. So another intention that we can make while taking our shoes off is that we can also take them off. And if I have to take them off and I need to take them into masjid, for example, I will take them, but before I take them into the masjid, I will properly dust off my shoes outside by rubbing their soles against each other, making sure no dust or particles fall into the masjid, protecting the masjid from any dirt. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A lot of things, dear viewers of Madni channel, that we have to do, and in particular our babies, we give them, is water. And drinking water, dear viewers of Madni channel, this is something we all do and we need also to survive. But is this a good thing, dear viewers of Madni channel? Is this something that we just need to do to survive and won't get blessings from this? These are the questions that we should be thinking. And let me tell you, dear viewers of Madni channel, that even before pouring water into the glass, if you make an intention that I will make sure that not a single drop of water is wasted while I am pouring this water into the glass or pouring this water into the utensil, before drinking the water, you make this intention that I will make sure not a single drop of water is wasted. This is also a good deed and this is also an easy reward. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madni channel, this is something we do every day. Drinking water is part of our routine. Giving it to somebody else as well. Okay, if we don't drink ourselves, why have I mentioned this? Because a lot of the times, guests come to our house. We're feeding the children. We're giving the children. We're giving to our elders. It could be anybody. We might not be drinking the water ourselves, but we're giving it to somebody else. So why have I mentioned? I've mentioned that even before pouring the water into the actual glass, you can make the intention that I will make sure no water, not even a single drop of water is wasted while I will pour this water into the utensil, into the glass. And while this person, or if you yourself are drinking the water, while I am drinking this, I will also make sure nothing is wasted. And this is also a good deed and an easy reward. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Our beautiful religion, dear viewers of Madni channel, at this point, you should all be thinking, even me, and we should start to realize that there is easy reward to be earned every step of the way. But our mindset, listen, dear viewers of Madni channel, our mindset is not set. This is the problem. You know, once you pour the water into the glass, and before you drink it, if you look into the water, dear viewers of Madni channel, I will tell you something, that if you check, because a lot of us do this as well, you know, before we give to our elders, you know, you don't. A lot of us do this. When we pour the water into the utensil or into the glass, if it's not for us, generally, if it's for our youth, it's for our children, it's for our own kids, or it's for our guests, what do? We check. We look into the water. We see if there's nothing harmful. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, if we stop to think that even actually before drinking water, how many intentions me and you can make. See, this is something we do anyway. For example, we don't waste water. We make sure we pour it in properly. We make sure it doesn't spill. And you know, to do this is a good deed. But unfortunately, we don't pay attention to detail. And we miss a lot of things in our normal activities. However, if we really wanted to do something, or if we really wanted to learn something, for example, learn the seerah of the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then there's no doubt about it. We would actually try to learn and try to act upon this. And this leads me, dear viewers of Madni Channel, this leads me to the beautiful environment of my Shaykh Tariqat Amiri Ahl Sunnat, Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Ul Aliya, who has found this environment of Dawat Islami. And this Dawat Islami is putting out the guidelines, alhamdulillah, is putting out those guidelines. Guidelines for what, dear viewers of Madni Channel? Guidelines for every single thing that I am discussing. Guidelines to please Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guidelines to attain the pleasure of Allah and attain the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To attain closeness to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how, dear viewers of Madni Channel, how do we attain all these things? I tell you, Dawat Islami, how are they doing this? They are doing this. How? Because they are acting according to the Quran and they are acting according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Easy reward, 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 easy reward.